Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us as I'm here weekday mornings. Coming up later this hour, something that pro-life Christians will find very interesting and probably will really like. It comes to us from the tech world, believe it or not. I'll tell you about that coming up in just moments. Right now, should Christians and do Christians in America care about Israel?
We can't enable our population to be under continuous rocket fire. I mean, I just want your viewers to imagine the United States being bombarded, not in one city or two cities, but in every city between New York and Colorado.
That's Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, appearing on CNN television earlier this year, talking about the threats that the nation of Iran poses to his country, and the threat that is always a part of living in Israel, with rockets and mortars being lobbied across the border into their country. Despite that, despite Benjamin Netanyahu and his appearance here in the U.S., speaking to Jews and Christians alike, pleading that we would not allow our government to arm the country of Iran. We haven't changed. Our Congress and our president are set to send billions of dollars for nuclear weaponry to the country of Iran upon the voting and approval of President Obama's so-called Iran deal. What does this mean for the church and its capacity and its proclivity for being salt and light in America? Paul Stanley is an editor with the ChristianPost.com. He also writes with CharismaNews.com. He joins us on the guest line talking about a story that he wrote originally for Jewish News Service. It's been widely published across several Christian publications on this very issue. Paul Stanley, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here.
Austin, good morning.
You posed this question, where is Israel on evangelical Christians' list of priorities? How do you answer that question? Where do you get started?
Well, I originally started researching that article based on the activity of our GOP presidential candidates, and several have visited Israel. Mike Huckabee's visit earlier in August probably generated the most publicity, but others, Scott Walker's been over there, Jeb Bush has been over there. The list can get quite long within the 17 candidates. And why do they go to Israel? Well, there's a lot of reasons people go. I mean, you know, they want to learn about both the Old and the New Testament. They want to research biblical history and kind of experience it for themselves. But they all, these candidates go over there to generate financial support for their campaign and also to learn about national security and the issues that Israel's facing. So the question we come back to often is, do the average voters who are going to vote specifically in this primary, in the GOP primary, do they really care if they visit Israel or not? Is it a big deal to them? And to a lot it is, but I think more Christians need to have Israel top of mind because of what you heard President Netanyahu say on the intro to this segment.
I guess because of what Mr. Netanyahu said in that soundbite and what he has continued to say, Paul Stanley, it strikes me that a lot of Christians in yours and my adult generation and even younger generations behind us, they don't see or really want to see, perhaps, the theological and scriptural and biblical admonitions for our country or any other country on the planet being supportive of Israel. There are older generations of Americans, certainly my parents and perhaps yours as well, really truly believe that nations that bless Israel will in turn be blessed by God. There are still some evangelical leaders today who say, well, we are slowly, gradually turning our backs on Israel as a nation, and God's removing his hand of blessing on our country as a result. I don't know if the correlation is that one-to-one so much, but there just doesn't seem to be an interest or any urgency about this. At least there seems to be less urgency about the matter in yours and my generation. What are your thoughts on that?
And it probably is. When I was interviewing Tony Perkins, who I quoted in the article a couple of times, he brought that passage of Scripture up. And, you know, if we're going to take the Bible literally, then we have to take that part, just like others, literally, too. I don't think we're looking upon Israel in the light that God wants us to. I think Israel is his chosen country, his chosen people. We'll learn more about that at some point in time if he wants to reveal that to us. But we need to pay particular attention over there, because this issue also goes into the Iranian nuclear deal. We're getting ready to really hand Iran the formula for creating a nuclear weapon. So if they've been bombarding Israel and other adversaries of theirs for a long time with just traditional missiles and rockets, what are they really going to do if they have access to a nuclear weapon? I don't really want to know the answer to that. But we're getting ready to find out, because we're going to hand them the formula to it.
That is the case. Paul Stanley, journalist and editorial writer with ChristianPost.com. He's also written for Charisma News and Jewish News Service as well. He's on our news line here on the Faith Radio Network. A competing publication, I guess I could call that, World Magazine, you're well acquainted with that. They just published findings of research that they did, surveys that they conducted among the top 500 evangelical Christian leaders across the country. I don't know exactly what the criteria was for selecting the top leaders, but many of them were pastors and professors at Christian universities and such. And they compiled a list of real serious priorities for our nation and our nation's governance in the next election among these Christian leaders: religious liberty, and even religious liberty in other parts of the world, high priority among these religious leaders surveyed. U.S. foreign policy almost didn't even register among the concerns of evangelical leaders. How do we profess a belief in and support for Israel, Paul Stanley, if we just don't care about our military and foreign policy?
Well, that is a great question, Austin. I think the answer to that is education. We have to have a world view as well as a local view. You know, we've got to pay attention to what's going on in our children's classroom and what the Board of Education is doing. And a lot of times we overlook that because we want to watch Fox News and see what Congress is doing. But we also have to know what the state legislators are doing, Congress. And then we have to look out in the distant horizon and say, what's going on overseas? What's going to happen in Iran? What's going to happen in Israel? What's going on with human rights in China? And that's a lot to comprehend when you've also got to pay bills, get kids to school this morning, you got to work projects to do at work, and, oh, by the way, your mother-in-law's coming in 2 days and you're not prepared. So, you know, we got a lot going on.
Yes, we do. You're a dad. You know a few things about working and paying bills and getting kids ready for school. Listen, Paul, stand by. More to talk about in just moments. We'll continue in seconds. It's 43 past the hour. Paul Stanley, our guest, a very interesting piece he's written for CharismaNews.com and Jewish News Service. We'll talk more about this. And speaking of domestic issues here at home, is the tide turning as it regards Christians and their attitudes towards police? I'll ask Paul Stanley about that, so stand by. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Good morning. It's now 46 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill.
It is time for the silent majority in this country to support law enforcement.
That's the wife of a slain sheriff, a sheriff in Harris County, Texas, who was gunned down, shot in the back of his head while he fueled his police vehicle Friday night about 8:30 p.m. Central Time, just last Friday. His wife speaking at a press conference over the weekend. Since that senseless killing, we had yet another slaying of a city police officer in Chicago, Illinois, earlier this week. And it would seem as though people are beginning to wake up and understand that there is a rhetorical, cultural, and ideological war being carried out against law enforcement officials, men and women who wear the badge and protect us here in our country. Paul Stanley with Charisma News and Jewish News Service. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. I know you and I talked about this earlier in the week, Paul. You've been following this carefully. How is the evangelical community starting to react to this onslaught of killings of police officers in our country? Or is the evangelical community reacting at all?
I hope they're reacting. I hope the evangelical community is, along with every other American, is reacting in a similar fashion. And often it seems to me, as of late anyway, this started with Ferguson. Or at least a heightened awareness of it began with Ferguson. I know we've had police officers killed in the line of duty since then. But since Ferguson, Missouri, is what I'm referring to, and I'm sure your listeners are all familiar with it.
Sure.
When those riots occurred, it just seemed like there was this intense pressure and focus on police officers by those who want to blatantly disregard their authority and what they can do. And that's not to say that police officers and departments do not make mistakes, have errors in judgment, or ill will intentions at times. And that's unfortunate and needs to be dealt with in the legal system. But by and large, these are people, men and women, trying to protect us and our lives. And when you're putting gas in your car and you just come up and somebody shoots them, I mean, that is the most heinous of heinous crimes. And we need to address that. And I think the evangelical community needs to be at the forefront of leading the effort to bring awareness to it. It would certainly be a noble cause to adopt.
It certainly seems to me that there's a growing desire for that. But how to make that happen, I'm not sure. What would you say the laity's role in this is, Paul? We know what pastors can do and perhaps what we'd like them to do from the pulpit. We don't know if pastors will respond to this in large number. But those of us in the pews, we play a role, too. What would you say about that?
Well, we've got to, you know, let's acknowledge our law enforcement people and emergency service people who respond to need, because when we have an emergency at our house, whether it's the cat in the tree or there's our house is burning down or something very serious, we want them to respond and respond quickly. We expect that, and they in turn should expect our support, and we should show that support. It would be great if we had a Sunday designated to law enforcement Sundays. I know a lot of churches have that. Those I've attended in the past certainly have. And we, you know, we thank them, but it's more than giving them a plate lunch after we ask them to stand at a service. It's about supporting them out in the community day to day, that if we see something going on, not only to report it to the department, but if we see an officer in trouble, or even think he's going to be in trouble, that we, you know, that we act and report that too. But you also got to, from a legal standpoint, those who commit such heinous crimes against law enforcement and emergency personnel have got to pay a high cost. I mean, that's at a minimal. So I think a combination of those things and just general involvement is certainly the right first step.
Paul Stanley, his latest writing appears in Jewish News Service and CharismaNews.com. I've put it on the @MorningAustin Twitter account. You can find it there. And I hope you'll follow me there, @MorningAustin on Twitter. Paul, always appreciate your time and your thoughts on the issues of our lives and times. It's an amazing time to be alive and be a Christian in America today. Thanks for being here. We look forward to talking again soon.
It is. Y'all have a great time and a great day in the Midwest today.
We'll look forward to it. 50 minutes past the hour. Final few moments of this, the Austin Hill in the Morning program, as we continue from the Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.